Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. Our wonderful friend and co-host, Jacqueline, couldn't be here tonight. She had other fish to fry, if you will. So I'm going to be winging this solo tonight for all of you that's called in tonight. I appreciate the activity that I'm seeing on my screen. And I know we've all just been through a total solar eclipse, and it's interesting because it was all hyped up, and all of a sudden it got very quiet. But the one thing I want to share with you is that this solar eclipse is in effect until our next total lunar eclipse, which is at the end of January of next year. So although we have seen the event, its effects are long-lasting and allow us to marry our events to our process, to go through a period of great change. What a lot of people don't understand about this particular eclipse, I just want to illuminate you a little bit. The moon moves at 2,288 miles per hour. It even moves faster when it's closer to the Earth. The Earth spins at the equator 1,037 miles per hour. Just to let you know that these things are always in motion. At the time of the eclipse, the moon's umbral shadow actually covered 2,496 miles in 90.7 minutes on its path. And the Earth's surface is literally racing the moon's shadow. When we talk about a living and dynamic cosmology, always in motion, it's amazing because we often feel like we're standing still, but we're not. We're all growing and evolving. And sometimes I feel like I'm chasing the moon shadow, as the song says. But tonight we have quite a few people in queue, and I don't want to keep you waiting. But I just want to share some of this information with you so you can understand what an important observation this was. Because initially, ancient astrology was all done by naked eye observation. So the people that actually viewed this solar eclipse, its totality, will be more impacted. And so the land and the civilization where they stood. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, so we never really saw a total eclipse here. I think we're about 83 or 84%. So the impact will be a little less. But it still is important to understand that this is a remarkable celestial event, and it will impact each of us in a different way. But out of this may come our different truths. A growth factor that we could not make happen by mundane means, but to open up new doors of inspiration, creativity, humanitarianism, and to be innovative, perhaps invent a new way in your world. So I think I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller and see what's going on tonight. Area code 401, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jane, September 5th, 1951.
Okay. I have a number of Janes. I gotcha. Now, do you still live in Rhode Island?
No, in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Okay.
And I'm coming up on another solar return.
Okay. Rochester Hills. Is Rochester Hills small?
It could be under just Rochester in Michigan.
Okay. All right. And where are you going to be on your next birthday?
I'll be there. or here.
Well, all righty then. So let's take a look at your solar return and kind of see what's going on with you. That's wonderful. Do you like Michigan?
Yeah, I do. I thought I'd miss, you know, the East Coast, but it's very pretty here. Very pretty.
I have a lot of friends that live there, and they're very happy there.
Yeah, it's not any warmer, though.
Well, your solar return is very, very interesting because, you know, when we look at your solar return, where you are on your birthday is an annual view of what lies ahead, kind of like a synopsis of what your main themes are for the year, okay? Now, on your birthday, it's actually going to be on September 4th at 10:02 p.m. Because of leap year, sometimes the sun returns to exactly where you were born a day early or a day late.
Okay.
So you can start celebrating early this year. I want you to know that.
Okay.
And you are having a beautiful parade of planets in Leo this year. On your birthday this year, your Virgo sun is going to be in the fifth house of romance and children. And Mars, the planet of action, Mercury is still going to be retrograde in very late Leo. The north node, the cup overflowing of the Bible, is going to be there. And Venus, the planet of love, is going to be in Leo. So there's a lot of Leo emphasis for you this year. And what it's about is it's about bringing love back into your life and being able to open up without anticipating that something could go wrong. Because all these planets are entrined to Uranus, the planet of surprises and epiphanies. So because of that, this is going to be a year where you're going to be able to take some risks knowing that you're safe on some level. Now, the moon's going to be in late Aquarius on the cusp of Pisces, so this can be a tremendously creative year for you. What do you do for work?
Oh, I'm retired.
Oh, good. What do you do for fun?
Yoga, walking. I like doing things around the house.
Oh, that's great. That's great. But because, again, there's a lot of nice spiritual energies available for you because on your birthday, both the moon and the south node are going to be in Aquarius, which is ruled by Uranus, which is about higher mind and being connected with spirit, in your 11th house as a light worker. And it's going to be opposing and attracting to all the planets in Leo. So if you follow your heart and you follow your higher mind, this is going to be a spectacular year for you.
Okay. Now, the Mercury is going to be in retrograde. Will that hold me back in any way?
It's retrograde in Leo, which means that you will remember all the love you have given and all the love you've received, and there's no negative angles to it at all on the chart.
Oh, great. Great.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to allow you to revisit things that maybe did make your heart feel full and happy and inspired. Maybe even to reconnect with some people from your past this year. Or to redefine the relationship. But in a good way. There's no negative angles here. So I'm thinking this is a gift in this chart. Okay? Not in every chart, by the way, but in this one, yes.
How about Neptune hanging there over my sun? Isn't it pretty much opposed to my sun? Will that bother
him? It's exactly opposed to your sun. It's exactly opposing your sun, which is calling you to use your inspiration, whatever artistic ability you have, and to put it into a practical format and to manifest things here. It's also going to encourage you to choose relaxation over anxiety. So yoga, meditation, all those things are going to be great. Also, music can be one of your best friends, and spending time by the water can be awesome for you too.
Okay. Good.
It's a really
Sounds
nice
good.
Chart. It's very clean. It's very clear. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And Jupiter, of course, is in Libra still at that time, the sign of peace and harmony. And it is not, it's squaring Pluto a little bit, which just means that you probably don't watch too much politics late at night, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that can understand.
You get that.
Make that anxiety increase.
Now, looking briefly at your transit wheel for tonight, I just want to tell you, your health is pretty good, isn't it?
It seems to be, yeah. I have no complaints.
Yeah, because you have a very strong healing energy within yourself. So because you're retired now, you're taking good care of yourself spiritually and physically, you can be a way shore for a lot of people. It's a beautiful thing that's going on in here. And also, Jupiter's only in Libra every 12 years for a full year. And it's kissing your natal Neptune and your vertex, your electric ascendant right now. So coming into a point of peace with your retirement and the activities that you choose to do on a daily basis, I don't care if it's putting a flower arrangement on the kitchen table, making a new recipe, trying a new restaurant, spending time in your garden if you have one, all of these things are part of who you're becoming. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that. Well,
great.
Thank you very much, Afrodite. Have a great day, and thank you so much.
All right, many blessings to you. All right, good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's see who's next in the queue here. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, Afrodite, this is Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good.
Now, which Kimberly are you? I have four on here. What's your birthday?
Kimberly is November 5th, 1970.
Okay. I know you're on here. It's just a matter of relocating you. There you are. Now, do you still live in Alabama?
No, that's where I was born. I live in Tucker, Georgia.
That's right. Now I remember. Okay, now what question did you have for me tonight?
My question is about career. I'm at a job now that I don't think I'm going to stay the whole year because
it's not
working. And
no, you're not going to stay there for a year.
Say again?
You're not going to be there the whole year, but you can't really make the change until October. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Scorpio every 12 years for a full year. It's in Libra right now. It goes into your sign of Scorpio on the 10th of October. And after that, you are really going to go through an amazing change. This year that's coming up in 2018 is a time for you to be gifted. When you were born, your Jupiter was in Scorpio, kissing your sun and your vertex, which is your electric ascendant of what you're really called to do. Guess what? You're going to be gifted with it this year. It's probably going to be close to the end of the year. You probably look at November, December, and maybe even in January 1st, but I feel you're moving in that direction pretty quickly, and you're right to be looking now. If it takes a little while because of the Mercury retrograde, don't be too concerned about that. It's allowing you to try on different things for size, which is great. But let me tell you what, you're going to end up with a spectacular job with Jupiter being in Scorpio this year ahead. You're going to be able to invest in yourself in many ways. You're going to be able to use a lot more of your gifts that you feel have laid fallow for too long. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. Do you get
you're very, very psychic.
Oh, thank you.
You're very, very psychic, and you're very research-oriented, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's coming to you, something where you can really be that involved on your deeper core level. Because you have so much energy in Scorpio, you need that to stay there for a long period of time, okay? And that's what's coming to you. So there's going to be some research involved here. There's also going to be, I want to say, a familiarity. Some of the things you're going to be working with, you've dealt with in the past, but differently. So a lot of your experience is going to serve you moving forward, but you're also going to be learning new things and delving deeper.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And keep
me
posted.
Thank you. I will.
Many blessings
to you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was fun. Okay, let's see who's next. All right. Somebody from my neck of the woods, eh? Okay. Erica, 540-525, you're on the air.
Hey, Afrodite, it's Kara. Hello, Kara. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing great.
That's what I wanted to hear. Oh, I am flying by the seat of my pants tonight.
Oh, well, chilly here.
What's your question for tonight?
I talked to you guys a couple weeks ago about a new job opportunity, and I took that job, and everything you said was accurate. So now I'm a little hesitant on my future and if I should stay. They really want me to stay, but my heart's not in it, and I'm having other job offers, and I'm really confused.
Okay. Well, what's happening right now, in the current heavens above us, as we're having this conversation, the south node, which is the empty cup of the zodiac, is sitting on your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance, in your sixth house of work and service. So I know there's a lot missing, okay? I'm not going to deny that. That's right written here in the heavens right in front of me, okay? But you have to follow your heart in what you do. And now, right now, Mars is in Leo, which rules the heart, and so is the North Node, or the cup overflowing of the Bible. They're both opposing your Jupiter right now. So for you to look into what you really want to do is totally appropriate. But you have to remember, Mercury is still retrograde. It goes direct on the 6th of September, but it's still in shadow, okay, until a week before the autumn equinox. So bide your time. Know you're probably going to be here for another month. Okay?
Okay.
Realistically speaking.
Yeah.
You probably interview, you probably co-interview, and then you'll give notice because you're the kind of girl that you want to be, you know, respectable. So my feeling is that's kind of what's going on here. And with Mercury retrograde opposing your Mercury in Pisces, you are feeling pretty miserable emotionally some of the time right now. So try to do things that lessen that a little bit. Okay, whatever you can do that can bring you to Zen, I don't care if you crochet, if you embroider, if you like cooking, at the end of your day right now, try to get into some kind of Zen thing where you know that where you're at right now is temporary and those doors are going to open and it's going to be okay. All right?
Okay.
So don't feel like you have to rush, tumble, and run, because right now when you are looking for a new opportunity, you want to be very thorough in your evaluation. You want to make sure that it's represented appropriately. It's not so much anybody's trying to hurt you, but certain things can be omitted or certain information you would not be privy to. And you don't want to make another big change right now because you don't want to look inconsistent on your resume moving forward. So look into this very thoroughly and remember, when somebody's interviewing you, you're interviewing them too. This is your life. Okay?
Right. Yeah, and I mean, they're like, you know, you can do anything you want and, you know, as many hours and what, you know, I'm not sure that that's the place, but I'm also afraid of the unknown and it's not really my strength what I'm doing. So, you know, I'm just a little bit scared.
Well, the future is the unknown. That's why people call me. Okay?
Right.
But the thing is, the future can be marvelous. Okay? And
right.
when we make that decision to move forward, just listen to your heart.
Okay.
Don't take it because it's more money. Don't take it because it's more convenient. Take it because you feel a level of inspiration.
Okay. That's what I need to hear.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Let that be your guiding light.
Yeah, because you know, you're going to feel it in your heart chakra. You're going to actually probably even have physical sensation. So you're going to know it when you see it, and call us and let us know about it, okay?
Okay, I will, Aphrodite. Thank you so much.
Well, you have a sweet night, girlfriend. All right.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
What a fun night so far. Lots of good things shaking. Okay, we're going to take the next caller. Area code 561-541, you're on the air.
Hi, hello, it's Jay from Miami.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm okay, how are you?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Oh, that's great.
Laughter is good medicine. You're very frustrated in your chart tonight. What's going down?
I you know what? It's so interesting. I think something is happening.
I think some old structure is falling apart because I've been having dreams about my teeth, and I know that I've been reading up a dream interpretation. I know it had something to do with core beliefs, and so I know something is happening, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but something's happening.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but it's probably going to happen by the end of September.
Okay.
So I think you're getting kind of a heads up that's coming in. Because Pluto's in Capricorn. Capricorn rules all the bones and teeth of the body, and right now it's retrograde until the end of September. So the energy is incubating. And technically, even now, it's in opposition to your Cancer moon. Okay? Now, a lot of the frustration lines I'm seeing here is that you would like to have a very deep and long-abiding relationship. And in order to do that, you're going to have to reawaken your inner child to be able to handle that, to be able to go there. Okay? So I think the universe is preparing you for this.
Wow.
Yeah. The moon is sitting right on your south node in Scorpio in your fifth house of romance right now. And there's all these inconjuncts, okay, to both your Mercury and your Venus, both retrograde in Aries. Because in the past, you've had to give up who you were for a relationship. And that's not going to happen
right
this time. Now you're going to let your inner child, the part of you that can be very, very sincere and very open and very trusting, you're going to allow that to come back to life. How nice.
Holy That's deep. Wow.
So you're going to be pulling down some of your walls that you've had up for a while, and that's going to actually feel good. Now, because Pluto's still retrograde, I'm going to encourage you to mentally and spiritually start to take that wall down voluntarily, brick by brick, every night. Okay? Sit there with yourself and say, you know, I've been blocking myself a little bit for my greater good as far as what I want in love. And so I am going to gently remove some of these blocks. And just every night, think one, think three, think ten, whatever mood you're in. But I think if you actually apply this with your own thinking and feeling mechanism, it's going to make the process a lot easier.
Wow. That's deep. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. I'm really hoping that this is going to work out for you because I have a feeling, because, like, you know, Pluto hasn't been in this placement in the heavens since the Revolutionary War. It's a new passage for everyone. So what you're experiencing right now in opposing your moon is a once-in-a-lifetime event. And what it's going to do is it's just going to empower you to realize that you are indestructible. How about that?
Oh, geez. Wow. Okay. Wow. And I feel that. Wow. That's.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so glad you called
in.
I guess you
incredible.
Really needed that tonight.
I really did. Thank you for that. Wow.
You're welcome. And keep us posted. Jacqueline will be back next week. She couldn't be here tonight. She had other things she had to do, but I know she misses us. She loves doing the show with me as well, and she loves talking to you as well. So keep us informed, okay?
I sure will, because this is something.
All right. Many blessings. Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Alrighty then, let's see who's next in the queue here. Oh, well, one left. Okay, here we are. Area code 203, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Troy, and I was born on March 16th, 1993.
March 6, 1993. And where were you born, Tron?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. And do you still live there now?
Yes.
And what time were you born?
6:04 p.m.
Love it. Great. All right. Have you called in before?
No, this is actually my first time calling in. is my first time.
Whoa, my pleasure then.
mine too, you know, because I'm loving the show so far, so I can't wait to hear what you got to say.
Great. All right, let's take a look and see what's happened. Did you have a specific question in mind tonight?
I studied my own chart somewhat, and, you know, I was just looking at my transits, and I'm noticing that I have my Sun and Mercury transit in my 12th house, and, you know, just a whole bunch of 12th house energy going on right now. And with me being a Pisces by nature, it's just a whole lot of water and subconscious, and I'm just all over the place right now, really.
Right, so. Exactly. But let me tell you the good news. Mars, the planet of action, blood, war, and libido, is in Leo, which rules the heart. And the North Node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible, there is also in Leo, which rules the heart, sitting right on your Leo moon right now. Okay? And so because of that, this is a time for you to evaluate what you truly desire in the depths of your heart. Okay? It's in the 12th house of the subconscious in your chart. And it's squaring your natal Pluto in Scorpio. And the moon is moving through there tonight. So my Pisces friend, pay very close attention to your dreams tonight. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that this is a time, again, that you want to love and be loved. Now, the Virgo planets that are transiting right now, they're not even near your sun. They're at 2 degrees, 4 degrees. Your sun is at 16, okay? So right now, they're not interactive with you in the moment. So this is not about a personal identification for you as an individual, but more has to do with the way that you're dealing with others and how you can make that better.
Okay? All right.
And this is a time to look at the people that surround you. Are they positive influences? Are they draining you? How much satisfaction are you getting from your work? Because your son is in the sixth house. What do you do for work, by the way?
Right now, I'm just working retail right now. But I'm trying to actually stray away from that. You know, I'm trying to do something different. But right now, I'm working retail.
All right, well, your Saturn is Aquarius in your sixth house, and the South Node is sitting there, so you're not using anywhere near what you have as far as your toolbox mentally or emotionally where you are, okay? And I know that. But, again, sometimes you have to feel that lack in order for you to feel inspired to really go out and find what you're truly seeking. Now, do you have a technical background?
As far as what? As far as my skills,
yeah,
or I'm a writer. You know, I do like spoken word and I do stuff like that. So you know, I'm a
great.
I'm a writer and a musician.
Are you doing audio and video too?
No, not right now. I'm not doing video. No, I'm just still doing the audio.
Audio and video can be good for you to get out there. And I think that maybe that would be a good way for you to become less cloistered. Because it seems like, with all these 12th house energies, I agree with you. Sometimes you feel like you're invisible or you're hiding your talent, and you don't want to do that too much longer. And I understand that. But this is going to be a year of great change for you. Now, were you thinking about moving?
I was thinking about it because right now, you know, like my home life is kind of chaotic, so you know, I can imagine in the coming months that I might move somewhere or relocate somewhere somehow. But
all right,
right now I'm still
you definitely
spot.
Need some kind of a change as far as your domestic life is concerned. Okay, although some people I find that they physically move, other times I find that people make changes in their lifestyle. Okay,
and
sometimes it's both. Okay, sometimes it's both. And so right now, though, I think the job is the most important thing because I don't think you want to make a radical change or move right now until you have secured a job that you feel gives you a feeling of inner abundance. Okay?
Right.
So I would be looking at the job change first, then the domestic change second. And right now
makes
you're pretty
sense.
Frustrated because you try to hang in there with people, you know. You try and do the best that you can and stuff because you really do care about people. But, you know, I hate to say it, unfortunately, because you have your Mercury retrograde in Pisces in your birth chart. Sometimes you speak up too late. No offense. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize what you've kind of gotten yourself into. And that's because, you know, you tend to want to be that person that's generous and kind and available and blah, blah, blah. But
right
now it's more of your survival instincts are kind of coming forth with Mars sitting on your moon. And you do want to be more inspired with your writing and whatever you're delivering to the public as far as information. Because you're really supposed to be involved, I think, more with technology, more with information, maybe more even with social media. But I'm feeling that that's where you're headed.
Wow. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the reading. You know, I definitely resonated with that a lot. It makes perfect sense.
And also start thinking about maybe doing some astrology readings. If you're that much into astrology, you could be very dynamic with your placements. Very dynamic.
That's and see now that's exactly the thought process I was going there, because every day, you know, I'm looking at my chart or somebody else's chart and like every day, so I'm honing in my astrology skills. I'm honing in on it.
I think it's a wonderful thing for you to do, because I think out of that, again, you're going to be more inspired by anything you write, because you're going to feel much more connected with the universal forces. Perfect for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, well, keep us in the drill so we know what's going on with you. Give us a call back. Let us know how you're doing.
I will.
All right, many blessings. Sweet night. That was pretty fun. Okay, let's see. Where are we now? Area code 305, yeah. You're on the air, Deanna.
Hi, Aphrodite. You are so inspired.
How are you?
Grateful with everything, you know. We've had a lot of rain, but then I think of Houston and Corpus Christi and Galveston, and I'm thankful, you know.
Yes. I know.
And,
I've been on my knees and my heart every hour for these people that, you know, it's so scary. You know, having been through a couple of minor hurricanes in Florida, I so know what it's like just emotionally, and what they're suffering in the physical is far greater than what I've ever known. So my heart goes out to all of them there at this time.
Yes, definitely. They have so much water. We are in Florida. I went through Andrew here, and it was entirely different because it was a lot of destruction and death, but people could walk.
Right.
You know.
They weren't underwater.
Over there.
I get
that. No, they were not underwater. So it hits everybody in a different way. I've enjoyed your program very, very much. I was wondering what's in my chart for the coming week or two. How do you see it?
Well, Mercury is retrograde right now, as you know. It's already passed over your sun, okay? But your sun is going to be sitting on your Mars over the next 72 hours, so you could get a great job opportunity that quickly. You also have, you know, it's interesting because tonight, at the time that we started the show, the rising star was sitting on your Jupiter, okay? And so to me, that's kind of an interesting point, because you want to rise above always having to be frugal, okay? You want to aspire to something greater that is more consistent and you feel is more just as far as the hours you put in, the pay that you create, these kinds of things. And Jupiter is, you know, still conjuncting your Neptune right now too. So if you can dream it, you can create it. But, you know, no matter how I look at your chart, you know, and I try to be objective, I just feel that you're in the right situation as far as working in association with any government-funded or regulated institution, okay? And that's been where you've gotten most of your work, and I know that because I've known you for years now. But I still think that that's the key to open the door for you. But I also think, now, have you ever done any private tutoring?
No. I don't feel trained enough for that.
Okay. Well, the only reason I'm mentioning this, the reason I'm mentioning this is because Saturn, the great teacher, has been retrograde in Sag all summer. It just went direct a few days ago. And Saturn and Sag rules, again, international linguistics, which is your specialty. And there's some beautiful trines and blessing lines to your north node in the chart. So I think even if you don't actually teach or tutor, I think your philosophy of life and the way that you present yourselves in the public right now is going to start to open up much better. I think you're going to start to embrace more confidence. Saturn's in trine to your ascendant in Miami right now. Perfect trine. Excuse me. So I would be looking for opportunities, and I would really embrace a spirit of optimism. Now, the moon's in Scorpio tonight. It's going into Sag tomorrow. So, again, for the next 72 hours, you're hot. Get out there.
You know, Aphrodite, what I would love to do is I would love to work interpreting or translating simultaneously all these wonderful teachers that I listen to every day, like on Hay House or other people like Dr. Deepak Chopra, and, you know, get that message into another language simultaneously. It's kind of a high dream, and it's not easy to achieve, but do you think that that would be my contribution?
I think you should put it out there because, you know what? I think it's a fabulous idea because Saturn's in your fifth house, romance, recreation, dramatic arts, philosophy. Oh, yeah. I would definitely put it out there. I would definitely put it out there.
Thank you.
Let people know you're available for that kind of ghostwriting. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much. I'd like to keep on listening.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to put you on hold.
All right. I wish you a wonderful week, and my prayers go to Houston and all those areas there. Let's all pray together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, babe. All right. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thank you, Aphrodite.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see who's next. All right. That person hung up. Okay. Area code 561714, you're on the air.
I mean, I thought everybody could sell that place before. He was renting it out.
Hello?
$500 a month.
Are you there? Area code 561714.
Nephew or cousin over there who was going to school in the city, so he needed a place to stay. He was working at the townhouse.
I think it's a private conversation. I'm going to put this gentleman back on hold. Okay. I'll go to the next one. Area code 561287, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline. This is Stacy. And you know it's like Mercury
well,
retrograde.
Well, Jacqueline's not here tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice to talk to you anyway, Aphrodite. Well,
great.
Well,
thank you. Yeah. So,
well, yeah, it feels like a definite retrograde. Anyway, to my surprise, I got a temp job that started August 16th, you know, by a company I temped many years ago. And by my surprise, they told me I was doing a really good job. It was doing receptionist, and before me, they had a couple of other people. I mean, you know, receptionist, I guess the gal took maternity leave early, I guess, because she had complications. So I was there a couple of weeks.
Oh, dear.
And then the agency called me up Friday evening to tell me my assignment was ended. Didn't even tell me why. They all told me at the assignment I was doing an excellent job. And I'm just shocked. I don't know what happened, but to tell you this, you know, I'm just shocked. You know, it just, every time a retrograde, something happens, and I did the job my all early every day, and they seemed to like me, and it ended, and I told the agency, I wish they told me a couple of days beforehand, because I had, everybody was calling at once, and I told them, because I do a good job on jobs, whether it's short-term, long-term, and I got other calls unexpectedly middle of the week, and I had told them I was on an assignment. And, it, you know, if I would have known sooner, it was ending, I would have had something. So do you think it was, whose fault was the whole thing? Why did this happen?
Well, I think you're one of the people that did call you. You probably should have taken the offer. And Mercury's still retrograde, and the sun's passing over your Jupiter tomorrow. So I would try and recontact these people, okay, because it could be a great blessing in disguise. The sun only sits on your Jupiter every 12 years for a few days. So I see how they just recently called. I would call them back with this Mercury retrograde and say, it was so wonderful to hear from you, and I did have an assignment, but it was a temporary assignment, and it has now closed, and I would like to hear what you have to offer me.
Yeah, because, you know, I told them I was on an assignment. I had to finish up. Should I just ask them if it's still available? Do I look bad? You know,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And the moon is passing over both your Venus and your Neptune tomorrow. Okay, and the sun is sitting right on your Jupiter over the next few days. So I would be doing this right away over the next 72 hours because the moon changes signs every 2.5 days. So I think Monday and Tuesday are pretty critical for you.
You would call them
Excuse
tomorrow.
Me?
You would call
yes.
them when
tomorrow, Tuesday, either one of those 2 days will work. Yep.
When do you see another assignment coming?
It could be then.
But do you know
why? A lot of hits in your chart. Saturn's also direct now, and it's sitting on your ascendant. So you've got three major things going on in your chart right now that could bring you into a much better job. It's much more stable.
But what do you think happened with this one? What do you think happened? Was it the agency or the client?
I don't know, honey. All I know is that, again, I just think you're being guided in a better direction, and I think it's going to be fine. Sometimes you just have to accept things rather than trying to overanalyze it so much. I know it's hard, but I think you're going to be much better off where you're headed because obviously these people were not completely upfront with you, and that's not your fault. That's their fault.
So you think the agency or the client was dishonest out of both of them?
I don't know. I can't cast any blame anyway because that's not my job. I just know that it happened for a reason on your behalf. Just move forward gently, okay?
But you do see another opportunity coming soon.
Yes, I do. Go for it, girl.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much.
All right, many blessings.
Thanks, because I couldn't understand what happened.
Yeah, I think it's basically an act of fate to bring you in the right direction. You're going to be okay.
Oh, thank God.
You have a sweet night, okay? All right.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
I still want to listen.
Oh, okay. I'll put you back on hold, babe. Amazing. Okay. Okay, this is an area code 111. Are you a Skype caller?
Hello, this is Dee. I've called you before. Yes, I'm calling from a private number. My birthday is
August
30th.
That's fine. No problem.
Thank you. I think you have my birth date information, August 30th, 1961, Aegean, Greece, at 4 a.m.
I've got several D's on here, so I'm trying to bring it right up here. Hold on a minute. Mm-hmm. I think this is you.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. I don't know what my question is.
And where do you live now, Dee?
I'm up in Amity, Maine.
Okay.
And I just want to know, with my birthday coming up, do you see an opportunity for me to move yet again, maybe a bigger move, further away?
Okay. Where are you going to be on your birthday? Are you going to be in Amity, Maine?
Yes, around Maine somewhere, yes, probably around here.
All right, let's take a look at that for you.
Okay.
1 second. Because it doesn't matter where you are on your birthday. And some people, because of leap year, their birthday is actually a day early. So let's take a look at that.
Oh.
Yeah, your birthday is a day early this year. It's August 30th at 11 o'clock in the morning. But you've got some beautiful trines and blessing lines. Now, are you working full-time now?
I'm on disability.
Ooh, okay. Now, what do you do to occupy yourself? What do you find is your mission?
My mission is, for the last few years, my mission has been moving. I'm trying to keep myself together. I'm just trying to, I want to be where I feel right in my skin. I want to land in the right place.
Okay. Well, you need to have activity around you. You can't afford to be a hermit.
No, I'm not. I get out more than, I've been out more than ever. This past summer, I'm really getting out. Everything, yes.
Great, because on your birthday, what's happening is Saturn and the Moon are kissing in Sag. They're what they call combust. They're within 1 degree of each other. And so they are blessing you where you now abide. Okay? So there's nothing wrong where you're living. I think it has to do with your lifestyle. So let me go back and look at your transits again here.
Okay.
See what else shows up there for you. Give me 1 second here. Pull it up on
I'm
the
actually
screen.
Better. I'm better here.
Here we are.
I'm better here than I've been in a long time. I'm better here than I've been in a long time. I am.
I'm not going to encourage you to move right now, even in this chart. It's just, it's about reorienting your soul more than it has to do with making a physical move. It's more about you really allowing yourself to fall in love with this life. And because Mercury, of course, is retrograde in your sign, you're second-guessing yourself a lot, and that's okay. But I'd use that energy in another way. I do it to reorganize yourself so that you can go out and enjoy yourself more, and when you come home, there's less chores to do. In other words, I would try to open up doors and windows for you to get out even more into the community because you're really enjoying that.
I am. I do like it. It's better than it's been in a long time, yes.
Yeah. You have a lot of planetary energy in Virgo, and there are a lot of them are in the fifth house of romance and children and recreation. I mean, everything from the dramatic arts to antiquing. Anything you can go out and meet people that share the things you're interested in is going to benefit you this year. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I've been going to a lot of concerts. I'm going to all the events. I'm all over the place. You know, I really am now.
Now, do you have a best girlfriend yet?
I have an older female friend that's very good to me.
Mm-hmm. Because Venus, it's in the heavens above us today, is sitting on Venus in your fourth house, so she's almost like family.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah. And she's very, very genuine.
Yes. Yes, she is.
And she wants to stay active, too.
Oh, she's more active than I am. I can't keep up with her.
Bada bing, bada boom. That's funny. That's cute. That's great. That's great. Yep. And again, and now how is your health? I'm a little concerned about your health right now. How have you been feeling physically?
I've been running to doctors. I have a lot of health problems. I'm trying to keep on top of them. I have surgery on my hand. I go to pain management and get injections. I need a hip replacement. I have a lot going on, but I am keeping on top of it.
Good. Good. Because I am seeing a lot of what we call in conjuncts, their frustration lines. That are going to two planets you were born with. You were born with your Saturn in Capricorn and your Jupiter in Capricorn. Now, Saturn is the planet of foundations. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, okay? And they were both retrograde when you were born in your ninth house, so you like to be mobile, okay?
Yes.
But at the same time, Saturn's returning to Capricorn, and it's only there every 29 years on December 21st of this year. And Jupiter is going to be going into Scorpio, okay, also on the 10th of October. Now, the Scorpio energies work well with the Capricorn energies. So the more mindful you can be, make sure you keep yourself stable when you are on your feet, okay?
Yes.
Make sure you do keep any therapy appointments that you have. The more consistent you are in this cycle, the better it's going to serve you, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
So if you have to skip one, try not to skip the next one. Just try and keep, like you say, on top of it. Okay.
I am.
You're going to start to see more improvement because Pluto is retrograde right now until the 28th of September. And then it starts to roll forward. So once it starts to roll forward, you're going to start to see some of the benefits of your therapy. You're going to start to feel the difference. So hang in there with that. Yeah. That's okay.
Definitely.
That's okay.
Yes. Oh,
well,
that's,
keep
that
me
all
posted,
sounds,
okay?
Very good. Thank you very much. I will.
You're welcome. God bless you. Okay.
God bless you, too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, let's see who's next. Okay. Let me see here. Area code 785, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, this is Carissa.
Hi.
I don't think I've
this
ever talked to you before. Carissa?
All right, what's your name? Carissa? Okay.
Yes.
And what's your birthday?
April 27th, 1976.
And what time were you born?
At 4:23 a.m.
And where were you born?
Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.
All right. And where do you live now?
Colorado.
And what city?
Boulder.
Okay. So there's a big difference in time zone. I want to make sure I get the chart right. Okay. Let's take a look.
Yeah.
So happy to hear from you tonight. We'd like to have new callers, too. We have our favorites, but we like to have new people, too. It's all good. Where were you on the eclipse?
I saw the total in Orin, Wyoming. It was awesome.
Whoa.
It was awesome. It was mind-blowing.
Now, you know,
really,
because you viewed
it
in its totality, it's going to affect you more. Did you know that?
Oh, really? I didn't
yeah.
I didn't know that, but I it affected me just seeing it. Just being in that, like, wonderland for 2 minutes, it was crazy.
I can imagine. Wonderful.
An amazing experience. Amazing.
Now, what question did you have for me tonight?
About my love. My love life. What the charts say about that.
Now, do you currently have somebody in your life?
Yes and no. Kind of the way that the answer is for that.
Yeah, I kind of get that. See, what's happening is Mercury is retrograde right now in Virgo in your seventh house of close personal relationships. But there's some trines and blessing lines, which means you are supposed to be rethinking this. Okay? So don't make that small. Make that large. Okay? And Mercury was in trine to your Sun and your Jupiter, okay, over the past 2 weeks. So you've been going through a period of time where you are very sure of what you do want, and you've been trying to make what you have fit, okay? But I think you do love this person. I'm not going to minimize that because it shows up here very powerfully that you do love this person. But just because this person can't maybe give you everything you need doesn't mean they're not giving you everything they have. I just want to honor this person because they're showing up as Mars in your chart in the outer wheel. And I have a friend, this person has been making an effort in their way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So with Mercury retrograde, this is not a time to decide. This is a time to redecide. Okay? And to really think about everything at a different depth. Now, because Mercury retrograded in Virgo and it's going to be going back into Leo for a few degrees, which rules the heart, you're going to want to look at the good and the bad. You're going to make kind of like an inner evaluation. I'm not going to encourage you to make a list because I think that's crazy talk. I think you need to go towards this on the soul level, okay, and say, okay, if I look at what makes me happy, if I look at what's missing, and then I look at what could make me happy, don't try and make a decision until Mercury's out of its shadow, and it's not happening until the end of September, okay? That's my first advice. My second thing is that are you happy living in Boulder?
Yeah, I am. I am kind of. You can hear my voice in that. I am happy. I don't know. I'm in this very nomadic period of my life, I guess. And so I could be somewhere else, but this is where I grew up. So it's my home.
Okay. I understand that, but I have a feeling that if you decide to stay there, traveling is going to be a very key point for you all the way to the end of this year. Okay, I'm glad you went to Wyoming to see the eclipse. That was good. But I want you to know that right now you want to expand your horizons. Now, sometimes this is about traveling to different places and different cultures and different countries. Sometimes it's an inner work. And with you, you can do either. Okay? But I really think that you need to expand your consciousness. You're very spiritual. You're very honest. But you're also very earthbound. So you like to live a place that's beautiful as far as nature is concerned. That's very important for you. But you also want to go, go, go like an Energizer bunny.
Right.
So you need both. You need both. And I think you can find that in Colorado. So even if you decide to make a move within Colorado, I don't necessarily think you'd have to move far away from family if you have family there or long-term friends. But I do think it's important for you to expand your horizons, however you decide to do that. Now, because there's several planets that retrograde until the end of September, this is a good time to maybe go back to places you visited before that made you happy, or visit people that you've missed. But then, when most of the planets start to move in that direct motion, you might be looking for some new adventures, okay? Some new vision quests, if you will. Because right now, you're hungry to be inspired, and that is not going to go away soon, by the way.
Oh.
Okay? So you need to be inspired. Now, if you have a relationship and you still have the ability to come and go and do your own thing, I don't see it as a stumbling block. But if you can't do that in your current situation, it has to either be renegotiated or you may decide to move on. I just don't think now's the time to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So essentially what
look at your options here for you grow again. You really want to grow again.
Definitely.
Now, is there someone that's trying to come back to, into your life from the past?
Maybe. I mean,
well, I'm not sure if the person is real or if this is in your imagination, but I feel that any relationship that you have right now, you're weighing it against another relationship from your past, and it has too much influence right now with the retrogrades the way they are. So just remember that that past relationship was a good experience and you learned from it, but you would not want to recreate it the way it was because it wasn't perfect either. Okay? And again, Spirit's stepping in and talking to me about this. I have two brights around me all the time. But it's for you to take everything you have learned on your path with relationships. I'm not just talking about romantic relationships now. I'm talking about friendships, family members. To really do a really good review right now about those and what gave you happiness, what gave you fulfillment, even if it was difficult, okay? How you may have helped other people when they were in difficult times, how other people helped you. You have to do this reevaluation, and now is the perfect time to do that. Okay?
Okay.
Because Mercury retrograde in Virgo is a really good time to really do a mental review. It's not so much great for meditation. A lot of people say that, but it's really not there. It has more to do with looking through the past and looking at it almost like you were an angel standing in the corner when the dialogue or the experience was happening so you can see it through new eyes and greater understanding. It's a wonderful time to self-reevaluate yourself. Okay?
Cool. That's interesting imagery that I'll use.
Yes.
Because I am.
And you will do well with it. I think
you'll
do very well at self-counsel. Absolutely. And keep me posted. Give me a call back and let me know how you're doing. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
Sweet night. All right. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Well, this has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North. I can be reached at 540-400-0110. And my partner, Jacqueline, who will be back next week, you can reach her at 772-286-2720. Have a splendid week. Keep it all together. Amen. Good night.